Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, tantalizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to the LSO Truth Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, Yearly Calendar and Playing Cards, and so much more. I'm also the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Excuse me. I'm also the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with what she says and not be afraid to say it, try it, and ultimately like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with your freedom to enjoy. LSO has the key to unlock each and every one of your fantasies, tantalizing your thoughts into submission, igniting your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO promises to never disappoint and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, you need to get ready for this evening's topic. In the name of love, sweet, pure peace. Note that these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call them and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. Note to self, LSO has a paddle and whips in our collection. Well, tonight, we have a very special guest. She's coming in co-hosting. She's coming in with fire. She's coming in with rage. She's coming in with the sweets. Listen, I'll call her my little sis now because this is my baby girl right here. We have Sasha of Sasha's Sweet Kitchen. She's located here in Brooklyn and has been operating for a little over 5 years now. She believes that her cakes should look like and taste good. In her new school set, coupled with the recipes from her grandmother, that allows her to present beautiful confectionaries with the taste of all love. And since we're talking about love doesn't necessarily have to mean to a physical being. We can talk about the love of her sweets. If you haven't had a cake, cupcake, cookie, hell, any of her desserts, you don't know what love is. Miss Sasha, baby, how are you, mama?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on in such short notice. We were actually having a conversation earlier today, just, you know, general conversation. Mm-hmm. And I just hit her up. I was like, do you want to come on? And she's like, sure, be on in a minute. So I thank you for impromptu, you know, wanting to hang out with me this evening and show some love to the people. You know, actually yesterday, tomorrow would have been a year that since you've been on the show.
I know.
So
I saw that
it's
in
been
my,
364 days since you've been on the show. And so now here you are. You didn't make it a full year yet, but here you are.
Yes, I appreciate that.
So tell
Thank
us what's been going on in your life. What have you been doing? Give us a little briefing, you know, let the audience know.
I've been doing like pop-up shops here and there. I recently took over a store where I ran my business, the whole store, along with Virtuous Eatery. Just been selling desserts. The business is picking up. The holidays are here. People are placing their holiday orders, and I'm loving it. It's helping me expand my craft and perfect my craft. So I am grateful for those who order from me and those who are going to order from me. It's just been a blessing.
I one suggestion to you is not expand. I mean, it's not craft. This is your passion. You can taste the love, the enjoyment in it, and especially when, you know, you're made to step out of your comfort zone in your creativity of designing a cake. You can see, excuse me, that you put your love into that because you're like, this got to be right. It got to be right. No, this is that and the third. And I'm sure you probably practice here and there along the way. I don't know, but I'm sure you do. So you can see that this is what you are made to do, and you're gifted, and you got this.
Thank you.
You got this all the way. And I'm so glad that, you know, I'm actually a part of this with you. Actually able to share. And we have some things coming up, you know. FYI, Sasha is going to be one of the sponsors of the Lawless Radio calendar. We're going to have sweets on the set, so I'm so excited about that. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to use my sweets, be it as a prop or a cover-up or whatever it may need to be, but it's surely going to be there, and it's also going to be gifted, you know, to the model. So, you know, they can have a boost of energy or have some sweets so they can taste the love as well. Are you ready to get into for tonight's show, Miss Sasha?
I sure am.
You sure am? Okay.
I sure am.
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about In the Name of Love, Sweet, Pure Peace. Now, you know, some people say there's a difference between love and in love. Some people say there is no difference. What do you have to say about that before we get into the questions? Do you think there's a difference of love and in love with someone?
I do think there is a difference. You can love anyone, you know, like we're taught to, like, we're supposed to love anybody, but being in love is like, that's a whole different ballgame. That's like something like, I'm in love. Like, I, this person right here got my heart. Like, this person right here is the one. It's a big difference between being in love and loving someone.
Hey, I try to explain that to people, saying loving someone and being in love with them is totally different. It's a feeling. And I can't really put words to that particular feeling, but someone who's been in love can understand what it is that I'm trying to explain. That's something you have to experience for yourself in order to know that, yes, this is it. It's a totally different feeling. Mm-hmm. You start acting different. You start doing different things. And it's all in the name of you love that person. You take into account or into consideration how they feel before you make decisions, or you come to them and make decisions with them based on something personal or professional or whatever the case may be. It's just a totally different vibe when you love someone than when you are in love with them. And it's a great feeling. I think everyone should experience it at some point in their life. So don't let your eyes close without you having experienced love, loving and being loved, in love with someone, and also enjoying it. And the heartbreak, that's part of being in love as well. The heartbreak comes with that too at times. So that's something to be experienced as well, because that experience, the heartbreak, even though It's painful. It's also a sense of experience. And it's a setup for going forward. And this is what I've been doing in my life, and I'm expressing this to each and every one of my listeners. In every situation that may come across as being bad or not good, or you don't know why, because you had plans for X, Y, and Z, there's a reason for everything. So every no is not meant to break you. Some of those no's actually saved your life or saved you from destruction. Or so the heartbreak that you may feel that comes with the love or the love lost, that right there, it wasn't a heartbreak to tear you down and to break you apart and to dismantle you. That heartbreak could actually have been your buildup. So for me to you, if you don't get anything else on the show tonight, know that in everything that may have come your way to break you or dismantle you or to make you feel bad or it was a no, just know that that wasn't meant for you. As much as you may have wanted it to be for you because you had plans, you had this, you had that, you had the third. But you see, God saw the future in all of what we have planned for in our right now. And that future says something else. So he just redirected us. And he just sat us down in green pastures for a moment. So you know what? While you're sitting in your green pastures, know that what's for you will always be for you. And it's about to happen. So even in the midst of name of love and you get your heart broken, that right there, it was meant to break you for a reason. Who knows what your reason is and who knows what it is you're supposed to learn from it. But just know it's not necessarily meant to break you. Now,
I like that.
Said, you like that? You like that? Did you get all of that?
That?
Did you get right all of that? Day?
I sure did. So,
because you know, again, that was spoken from the heart. I don't know. Hi. What'd you say?
I said I just got a nugget on my brain for the night. That was deep right there. I like that.
Oh, thank you, Booby. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to jump right on into our first conversation. Well, our first question. What does love in a relationship look and feel like to you? Well, in the comments, we had a gentleman put, love is waking up and your first thoughts are of her. Random things that occur in the day that make you smile, a song, scent, color, hearing her voice and both of your voices change when speaking to each other. Love is satisfying her emotionally, spiritually, physically, and at times financially, especially when you're not in the mood to do so. Love is doing your best to make her come as many times as possible, so it's the only thing she can think of the following day. There's a little more to this thing called love, but I'm going to stop right there. Well, damn. We had
That's
a young
a
lady
answer.
Put. Yes, and this is from a man's perspective, so I'm like, okay,
oh,
boy,
wow.
Hey, how you doing? Waving my hand.
Okay.
And a young lady put, my everything. You can't get you off my mind. I guess, you know, can't get you meaning the person. Can't wait to see your smile when I walk in, the cuddle time, the talk me off the ledge, the never-ending laughter, the dancing and cooking, the I don't care, go ahead and leave, then baby, baby, please wait, and then give the reason why you should stay, if you know what I mean. So, Miss Stacia, what does love in a relationship look and feel like to you?
Love feels like every time I see you, I have butterflies. I don't care how long we've been dating or been married. When I see you or I know I'm going to see you, I still get these jitters like I'm about to see him or I'm about to see her. Love is that feeling that, like the gentleman said, you could just be sitting in a song and playing and you start thinking of that person. You're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see them. Or I can't wait to hear their voice. Like, you yearn to hear their voice or you yearn for their touch. That's love. Love is like you go out. You out with your friends, and they like, well, we're going to do this. I'm like, dang, I wish my boo was here. I wish my baby was here. Like, that's mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just constantly thinking about that person. And, you know, like, your every part, like, everything you do, you consider of doing it with that person. So every step you take, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'm going to take it with you. I'm going to do it with you. As long as you're here, I know I got this. Because it's just like a yin and yang. Like, we just mesh together. And you feel like your body just knows. Like, when they touch you, your body just get like goosebumps like the first time that they touched you. That's love to me.
And you know what? That touch, it always feel like that same, like the very first time they touch you to like 20 years later and they touch you again, you still get that mm-hmm. same feeling like, damn, I love you so much. Dad, get off of me, you know. But it's something that you can't really control. It's like it's there. And no matter how hard you try to fight it, it's like, ta-da, I'm not going nowhere. You still love him. He still loves you. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. And
when you guys argue, until, you're just like, I want to thank Bobby first.
Right, and it's not like I should do it first or you should do it first. It's just like it should get done, and that's what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's get through this. And it's not so much of who's right and who's wrong. It's so much of,
right.
I love this person. Let's make it right, regardless.
Yeah.
So taking initiative to getting it, you know, getting it where it needs to be, getting it back to where it was, and don't let any hindrance come in between and mess up the love that you have because of a misunderstanding or something can't be given or something was overgiven or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But LSO, what does love in a relationship look and feel like to you? Well, for me, I would say it's a give and take. And it's that happy balance where both of you are placed in this happy space. And it's not that one gives more than the other or the other take more than the other. It's that give and take balance, regardless of,
mm-hmm.
let's just say, you put $100 in a pot and they put in 52 cents. Both
mm-hmm.
put in 100 in the name of love, as opposed to, oh, well, I put in more than you. No. Love doesn't have that one is more than the other. Love has that balance and that equal, and you're on the same playing field. And it's an understanding. It's that feeling mm-hmm. of warmth and comfort. It's security, that googly eyes. It's the little tingles that you get. It's like, damn, you know, you hear a song, you're like, oh, that's my baby. Oh, I miss
mm-hmm.
him. He went to the store. Oh, will he hurry up and come back? You know, that type mm-hmm. of feeling. And everyone doesn't get that feeling. But the one who's deserving of it, you'll know, because it'll happen right before you even realize it's happening. Because
mm-hmm.
it happened for me quite a few times where I was like, yo, I love this person? How'd that happen? And I didn't even realize that I was in love with the person until after I was already there in that situation, so to say. So I'm like, oh, okay, and just move on. Like, okay, I love him. Ta-ta-da-da. That's my new thing. Ta-ta-da-da. And you just go on about your business.
mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you admire most about being in love? Well, a young lady put, how he loved me. Another young lady put, how he put his best part of him out there just for me. And a gentleman said, looking at her and immediately smiling. So, Sasha, what do you admire most about being in love?
How he looks at me. How he makes me
feel. Okay, you just fade it out. Come on back.
Okay, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I said how he looks at me and how he makes me feel like I'm the only one that has his attention.
Have you ever
like nothing else
felt,
matters.
Have you ever not
have
felt
not
that
felt
you never had?
His complete
I'm
attention?
Sorry?
You say have I never felt have I ever felt like I never had his complete attention?
Yes.
I think it's like after an argument. I feel like that argument, like, oh, he's mad, so he's not looking at me right now. He's probably looking at somebody else. There's something in the back of my head, even though it may not be true, that's just me. That's just how I feel at that moment.
Okay. Okay, well,
what
we
about
need
you?
The, well, I'm going to answer, but a text came in. A young lady said, love is understanding and accepting me for who I am and not their perception of who they think I am. Knowing me so well, there's no guessing my intentions. I like
Ooh.
That. I like that. Well, LSO, since Miss Stacia was like, what about you? What about you? What do I admire most about being in love? The way he looks at me and the understanding, the finishing of my sentences, the knowing me inside and out. So knowing that if you do X, Y is going to be the answer of your X. So, you know, being my completion. And some people say, oh, you don't need a man to be a complete. You don't need a woman to be complete. Actually, when I say that, I'm not talking about a man is to make you or a woman is to make you. What I'm saying is, as far as being completion, is when you put the period at the end of the sentence. No, because, or you put the exclamation point at the end of the sentence. So you know, bam, it stops right there. Not a comma or a semicolon because it's going to continue on. You put that period to complete it down. And someone who completes you actually compliments you. And I'm not talking about complimenting like, oh, you look pretty, oh, I like what you have on. I'm talking about complimenting you, meaning you're yin to your yang. You're up to your down, you're in to your out. That opposite of who you are or what you are. So that's what I'm talking about when they complete you or they compliment you. That's what I admire most about being in love. Because, again, it's that unknown feeling. It's indescribable, and you try to put adjectives to it to give it some form of definition. But until you truly experience it for yourself, trying to explain it is just like, blah, 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 blah. But you can get it if someone else has gone through it, so you can understand fully what it is that they're talking about. So, you know, that admiring right there is just like, oh, it's such a great feeling to love and being in love. So it's like a comforting, it's like that warm blanket that you put on when it's cold out and you're watching TV and just wrap that warm blanket around you and just nuzzle up and look at the TV, that feeling right there, you know, once you shake your shoulders and then you just relax and you let out that deep sigh, that's what love is right there. Because you're like, So that I think that's the best way in this moment right now that I can actually explain what I admire most about being in love. Okay. When was the first time you said, I love you to someone other than family or friends? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman say, I was in early teen-dom. Another gentleman put probably around 20, 22. A young lady put 25, 30. She don't know, somewhere around up in there. So, Stacia, when was the first time you said, I love you, to someone other than family or friends? Come back to the phone. You sound okay. There you go. What'd you say?
The first time I gave someone oral sex, I felt like after that, that to me was like special and deep. Like I said to myself, if I ever do that to somebody, it got to be somebody I love. And then that once that happened, I said it and he said it back. So it made me feel like, okay, this is a special moment.
That's very interesting. So why do you think it had to come down to something sexual in order for you to say that you love this person? Was you saving that part of you to give to someone you love, or?
I was. I didn't just do it with anybody. Like, I was not just going to be going around, you know, giving head to just anybody. But I felt like my first time would be with somebody who I care about, who I love, and it would be special. So, wow. And when it came to that, I was like, okay, he's the one. And then I said it. And at first I thought he wasn't going to say it back, but then he did. You know how you like get the phone number, you don't know if you should call first, he should call first. And then the next time he spoke, he said it. So once he was saying it, me being the one saying, I love you, and after that, he just like kept saying it and saying it. So that was my first time saying it.
Well, did you think you were waiting for him to say it first, or it just snuck out your mouth? Or did you
I meant to say it, but then it kind of like slipped so fast. Like I wanted to say it, but not like right after I was done. So when I did, I was expecting a reaction like, did she really just say that? But it wasn't. The look in his eye and the way he looked at me was like, okay, he said it and he meant it. Like he didn't just say it because he got, you know, taken care of, but he meant it. And I guess he was kind of scared to say it too, and I was the first person to say it.
Interesting. Well, LSO, when was the first time you said I love you to someone other than family or friends? The first time I actually said I love you to someone, it was an accident on purpose, so to say. We were actually in the grocery store. I did something, you know, if anyone who knows me, I'm a big kid at heart, and I did something, and I was getting ready to get in trouble for doing whatever it was I did. I can't remember exactly what I did. I might have jumped on him, touched him, or groped him, or something. I did something, and I knew I was going to get it, but get it in a fun way. But I was like, no, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then, like, the last I love you, I was like, I love you. Like, oh, snap. And it just flowed out my mouth from the intentions of me not wanting to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I meant what I said. And it was just like, And we both stood there like, what? I could say that. And I was like, but for real, seriously, I do love you. I'm in love with you. And it was just like, wow, we both were standing there. And he said to me, I'm glad you finally caught up. Like, what?
Oh, wow.
And it was just like, oh, this is cute. I like this. I love you, I love you, I love you. Now I'm running around the store yelling and screaming, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. So it was just like at a very awkward time when I said it. And it just, like, literally flew out my mouth when I said it. But fact was, when I said it, I meant it. And it was just like, wow. And then his response back was just like, what? Where'd that come from? Really? Why you never told me? So that type of thing. That. So it was just, huh? What did you say?
No, I was saying, why were you holding back?
Oh, I don't, it was no particular reason why I didn't say it any other time. And when it was said that particular day, it for me in my brain at the time was, you, I figure if I'm telling you I love you, I can't get in trouble. I can't do no wrong because love is going to cover all of that, so I can never be wrong. And with me saying it during that time, I figured that was my escape so I wouldn't get into trouble, but not knowing that was my heart and I really felt that I loved him. Mm. So it was just like, oh, gosh, I'm not doing that again. But it was cool. It was cool, though. Okay, we're going to ask this question before because this is like a part two to the previous question. Did you receive the response you expected or were you expecting a response? A young lady put, did I? Another young lady, when he made my simple request come true, and another young lady put, the third day meeting him, I knew he was going to be my husband. My spirit told me so. So, Sasha, after you said I love you to him, did you receive the response you expected, or were you even expecting a response?
I did receive the response I was expecting. And like I said before, it was the look he gave me. I guess somebody say they love you, you just know by the way they look and the way they use the word. It wasn't like, oh, I love you too. It wasn't rushed. It was like he must have, and I know it's just three words, but he must have planned out how he was going to say it because it was just like right on time. It was just like right on point. So I can tell by his actions that he meant what he said when he said it.
Well, I can say for me, I wasn't expecting anything because I actually shocked myself when I even said it. And when I was saying it, I was saying it on the intentions of like a child about a child in the midst of getting ready to be disciplined and don't want to be disciplined. So they figure you say, I love you because, you know, love covers everything so you won't get in trouble. So that was along the lines that I was saying, I love you, until like the third time when I said it, it had a different feel on it for me. And I was like, oh, wow. I just said, I love you. And I wasn't expecting anything or any response in return because I didn't even expect myself to even say that. But the response that I got back was, you know, was like, you know, wow, you finally caught up or something like that. That made me like, he was in love all this time and you ain't tell me. But I guess they was waiting because I guess like anyone, no one wants to get their feelings hurt. So, you know, you don't want to put yourself out there on the limb and then you're standing there dangling. But it was cool. It was cool after that. But y'all know we have to play some music. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question. When did you know you loved him or her? I'm going to play some music. We're going to be right back. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Come here.
this Sunday morning, I just got some bad news. I gotta talk to my guy, cause this people I knew. There's black on black and white on black and boys in blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do? Go hold me in your arms, try forgiveness. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to send, had something new. Maybe feel so alone. Maybe it's driving me. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get? Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you, I know. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same. But I'm still the same. Still the same. I never have been to forever. You say things and things just become words. I said sorry cause I know that I hurt. But I never meant to, just wanna be cool. I know that you're worth it. At least that's what I. Now it's a roller coaster, door by door. Don't know what to do. Don't know I love you. Wish I could undo past, but I can't. You want more than just a man. But please understand that you are my everything, and that will never change. The truth is pain, I am ashamed. Sometimes my heart fights with my brain. I'm sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. No, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same. Say it again, say it again. I did not change.
have a chance to rise above. Even when things get hard, you know in your heart, nothing's gonna keep you down, nothing's gonna turn you around, no.
Welcome back, everybody. See, y'all don't have the privy to be. Don't laugh at me because you know I'll be singing. I'll be singing and stuff. You know, behind the scenes, that's what all the stuff be going on behind the scenes. I'm going to try. Well, not I'm going to try because I'm going to set up one day where we can have again where we can have a live show. So that when the music is going on, y'all can see, some can see what goes on behind the scenes, what we do, what we talk about, how you dance, how you act up, or whatever. But let's get right back into it. We left y'all off, when did you know you loved him or her? But before that, we had the question, did you receive the response you was expecting or was expecting? And someone had texted in, they had said, young lady had said, I knew I loved him when he told me he is patient. He was telling me he knew I wasn't there, and he was willing to wait for me to emotionally to meet him where he already was. His words were, his words, I'm patient. Wow, that's interesting. You know what? When someone is patient with you, that's like such an honor. That means they are giving you the time and the space that you need to get yourself together. And if by chance they need to help you, they're within arm's reach. That's what that means. That's what that means to me. For instance, I'm there to help you unpack whatever it is you need to unpack, and unpack it and discard it. Because sometimes people bring their luggage with them from one relationship to another relationship, and some of them leave it in a suitcase and just don't unpack that suitcase. And then some people take the whole suitcase to the garbage and let somebody else have it, because what's inside, someone else can probably use. So for someone to be patient with you enough to know that I got you, or I'm riding with you, that within itself is just like, wow. Well, young lady, that one, I think right there. Huh?
So that's it for me. Like you said, you can help me unpack it and discard it. You got me.
And you know what? Sometimes having your mate unpack your past relationship can be a good thing. Why? Because they can possibly explain to you the why that you're looking for, or possibly give you closure, because some people can't move on unless they get closure in certain things. That can, him or her helping you unpack your baggage can possibly give you that closure that you may or may not need, or bring some reality or truth to what transpired in your relationship that didn't make it successful. But ultimately, if you're in a new relationship, then that's a bonus for the person that you're in the new relationship with, because that gave you the opportunity to be, or that gave them the opportunity to now be with you. Because had you still been in that relationship, you couldn't be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
So things happen for a reason, and again, we don't understand the why of it all, but know that it's for your betterment. And if you learn the lesson in it, then you can see that it was really for your betterment. But the next question was, when did you know you loved him or her? And I read the answers of this to the previous question, but no one really answered that previous question. So I'm going to answer this, and I'm going to read them again. A young lady put, another young lady, when he made my simple request come true, she never explained what the request was. And another young lady put, the third day meeting him, I knew he was going to be my husband. My spirit told me so. So, Sasha, when did you know you loved him?
I knew I loved him when I shared a secret that's been with me for years, and I couldn't trust nobody to say it. When I shared it with him, and I said to him, you can't tell nobody. And he said, tell him what? And I got a little confused, like, well, did he just hear what I said? But he was saying that, he was responding like that to say, I heard your secret and it's not going nowhere.
Wow.
Because I've never had anybody that I could have told a secret to and it'd be kept between me and that person. But when I told him that, to this day, he still carries that secret with him.
Wow. So do you think you sharing that secret unloaded the secrecy off of you?
Yeah.
And did you become lighter?
It was the beginning of my dumping. If you want to say it like that, it was the beginning of my dumping. And every time, ever since then, little by little, I was able to reveal and talk about it and reveal. And I feel like the more I kept talking about it, the more I felt like the bricks was just like falling off. And now I'm so free, I can fly like a bird. But I needed to be with somebody that I can trust and know that, mm-hmm. one, you'll never bring it up to me again. Two, I don't have to hear from somebody else. What you did with it, you prayed with me about it instead of talking about it. That's the part that got my heart.
Wow, that's great. I received a text and it says, I knew he loved me when he painted my toes on a crowded city bus on our way to work. LOL. Well, damn. I hope you got pretty feet talking about somebody painting your toes. Ew, and on a crowded bus. Oh, my gracious. Oh, that's so cute, though. It built trust between us. Yeah, that's a whole lot of damn trust. Shit, it put stinky toes and all in between, yo. Did you wiggle your toes? How was you feeling? Text me in and tell me how you feeling. I'm curious to know what was going on in your mind when this happened. Did you have on sandals? Did you have on sneakers? Who had the polish? He had the polish. Come on, tell us. Come on, don't be half-assing. You know, this is the LSO Treat Show. You want to tell a story. We want to know. The audience want to know. Audience, y'all want to know, right? See, the audience said yes. I see it. I see it in it. And they saying yes. The audience want to know what happened. You have sneakers on. You had on sandals. Did you know he was going to do this? Who had the polish? You had the polish. He had the polish. Stop playing. Or half-ass us on some answer. Shoot. Okay. The answer's coming in, y'all. Come on, y'all. Ah, this is how you get the information. She said it was surprising. I had on sandals. He whipped out the nail polish and polish remover. Okay, he was ready. He was ready.
Prepared.
He set you up, girl. He set you up because he knew what he was doing. He had the polish and the polish remover. If you tell me he had cotton balls, I'm done. If you say he had cotton balls, I am so done. She said, yes, he had cotton balls, y'all. So that means he's possibly a footman, or he was thinking about this for a long time. Okay, one more question, because we're getting all up in your business now. Did he bring out his favorite color, or a color he thought would look nice on you, or a color he saw you wore before? What was the color? Was it his favorite color? That's all we want to know. And then we're going to leave you alone for the moment. Okay, so I was in between pedicures, a color he picked. Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Ladies. If your man or boyfriend, your boo, your possibility, husband, whatever, if he don't polish your toes on the bus, he don't love you. That's it. I'm saying it. He don't love you. Get it? He don't love you. Just joking, ladies and gentlemen. But
oh, my God.
I don't want y'all running out there saying, LSO said, if one is crying, but you don't polish my toes, you don't love me. Then your toes not looking right. So that was just a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But
oh, man.
I think that's very sexy. She put, it was the BM3 Express Bus. Oh, so he had time. So, you know, it wasn't like stop and go, every other block. Y'all had some time. Did he? Okay, see, now she's starting. Did he massage
you?
Just
kidding.
I know, right? Okay, we're going to move on. When did you know you loved him or her? I think that was the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I read their answers before. So, Sasha, you didn't answer. Did you answer?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You said your secret. Oh, I guess I have to answer now because this person on the phone, you know, hitting up, just distracting me. Okay, LSO, when did you know you loved him? Well, this was back in the days, y'all. I knew I loved him because my behavior towards him changed. And it changed from a like to a love. And different things I did to and for him I would not have done if I was not in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
I became more affectionate to him. My smile was different towards him. The way I would flutter and giggle when I see, hear, or smell him is like, you know, you get the little butterflies in the stomach, the little tingles and all that other stuff. Even something as simple as if you hear his name or if you see a text pop up from him, you're like, yeah, that's my boo, you know. And, you know, how it light up just talking about him. Even just in just casual conversation, if I mention his name, you know, it will make me smile or make me reminisce or something of the past that we've shared. So those little things, right, you know, like that is like, damn, I really do love this man. How does that happen? But it's such a joyous feeling to have. So, but then when you don't have that little butterflies in your stomach no more, it's like, I want that back. Somebody give it back. Somebody took my toy and they stole it. They got to bring me back my toy. Yeah, they stole my toy. Okay, I got to find the next question. The next question is, what was your favorite thing about him or her? You usually have to say is or was because some people are not in relationships. So, you know, just go previous. And some people will avoid answering the question because they make it seem as if it's current, as opposed to it could be something that, you know, from your past.
Mm-hmm.
So let me find that question. And you would think it would be in the order that I put it in, but that's not the case. That's not the case. Okay, here it is right here. I guess because we only had one response. We had a young lady put, my ex-husband made me laugh my butt off, was a great listener and can rub the hell out of my feet. But I just couldn't deal with his dark side anymore. I still love him, but it is what it is. I still believe in love because how I love, and I know after I self-change and build myself, Abba will send that last whirlwind, and it will be everything and more. So, Seisha, what is your favorite thing about him?
The way he makes me laugh. It could be the most awkwardest moment. And he makes me laugh.
Ew, you blushing already. You thinking about him?
I am. When I was in the hospital, and this was in 2018, I had a stroke. My second day in the hospital, I was so embarrassed that my mouth was twisted and that I couldn't move my side. And so he sat in the chair and started mimicking me. At first, I was like, this is not funny. But then he kept doing it, and I'm like, no, this is funny. And I'm laughing at him, and the water is coming out of my mouth because I couldn't hold it. Like, my muscles wasn't together. I was like, why are you like this? Why are you like this? He can turn something bad and make it good with the way he makes me laugh.
Oh, that is so cute. Y'all, she got some little love going on over here, y'all. We're going to get more of her business. We need to find out about that. Well, I get a text message. Young lady put his touch. What do you mean by his touch? The favorite thing about what? Is it the way he touched you or the way you touch him? Or is it the position of where you're being touched? You see how, you know, LSO getting your business because you're not going to half-ass us on the show. You want to tell us the story, you want to tell us the whole story.
That's
just what I'm saying. Okay, while we're waiting for, you know, her response to come back, LSO, what was your favorite thing about him? I would say it was his attentiveness to me. I mean, he paid attention to every detail of me that I didn't even know he was paying attention to that. How we would laugh and joke, you know, acting like two unsupervised kids. and we would just have a good old time. No one else. We could be in a room full of people, and it was just us there. And it was just he and I, them. It was just us. And it's good to know that people pay attention to you. And I just learned this recently. Not that I didn't know it before, but someone reminded me that I should know this and pay attention to it, that people pay attention to when I speak. And I had this one person who listened to what I said but understood what I didn't say. Now, if that makes sense to you, then you understand what it is I'm talking about.
That's deep right there.
I had someone do that, and he's probably still doing that. And it's like, ew, where you get that from? Because I never said that to you. And he was like, you didn't have to say that to me. And now you just confirmed that I was right. And I'm like, ew, get out of here. No. But you never know who's watching you and what it is that they are saying or picking up. So just be mindful. The young lady came back and said, the way he touched me, it doesn't matter where. It's just how he touches me. And I'm saying that with a stinkness because I know she probably saying it stink-a-linky right now. But, ew, okay, well, damn. Shoot. Okay. But then she's going to try to come back and try to soothe things over. We ain't friends. No, wait a minute. I won't be your friend just yet. Okay, I'm your friend again. Okay, and then she come back and says, your gentleman learned to listen and listened to learn you. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely 100% correct. And that
wait,
is what someone
should say that answer one more time. Say that answer again.
She said, your gentleman learned to listen and learned to listen to you.
Okay.
And listen to learn you. And he did say something like that in reference to he wants to know about me and how I operate, but he wants to know on what I'm not telling him. Because what I'm not telling him is where everything he needs to know is.
Okay.
I was just like, whatever. You know, that's my safeness, whatever. Or okay, you know.
Whatever.
But in all honesty, I was thinking like, damn, really? You really trying to figure me out? I'm like, I'm confusing. I'm complicated. You may not want to do that because I'll disrupt your whole life. And he's like, disrupt it.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay, you ready? Come along for the ride. But on that note, I'll leave y'all with this question. I got to play some music. Do you believe in true love or love at first sight? Don't go nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'd like to dedicate this one to all the sick, beautiful ladies all over the world. It's everything about you. Tell them, Javon.
Baby, come and get a little closer so I can hold you, yeah. Baby, you looking so good. I'm wondering if I should go ahead and give you this one. Baby, I wanna do your body so right. Whatever you want.
kiss you there. Really wanna pull your sexy hair. Let me spank that booty while we're in the sheets. Girl, I know you like it rough, cause you were free. Talk dirty to me, mama, while I go deep. Girl, I promise I won't stop it till you reach that peak. Let the tongue get you sprung and the love get you drunk. Baby, that's why it's going down.
Let's you can take it. Shorty get naked, you can take it off on the floor.
Imagine my lips exploring every body part. Let a thug protect your heart like a bodyguard. Back rubs and foot scrubs the whole night. We can tongue kiss the whole night, y'all mine. I'ma go places he won't go.
Right.
So take your clothes off and give me this show.
Cause you would look better in your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you.
You've been missing.
Dripping wet, see me in that body pain. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Throw in the dark at every color in the sand.
love ya. Welcome back, everybody. I just want y'all to know I had Stink 1 and Stinky 2 behind the scenes, and they was just getting on me. I'm glad we had to come back. Bam! Let's get back into the next question. Do you believe in true love and love at first sight? Well, in the group, young lady put, I only believe in annoyed at first sight, LOL. Young lady, I believe in both. Another young lady, yes, I do. It happened to me in Paris. It was like we knew each other a lifetime ago. When our souls connected, it was so magical, a feeling I never felt before. So, Sasha, do you believe in true love or love at first sight?
I believe in true love. I really do, but I do not believe in love at first sight.
Is there a particular reason?
For nobody else. I just think it's lust at first sight. I just think that you're attracted to what you see, and you're like kind of sort of lusting after that person and not loving that person because you don't know that person yet. You just go based off what you're seeing.
Fair assessment. LSO, do you believe in love? Do you believe in true love and love at first sight? And I'm going to say yes to both. For me, it's like when your heart and mind is in sync and you get that indescribable feeling, it's like, bam, that's what it is. And you'll know it because your behavior from that point on changes. So, yes, I believe in true love, and I believe that someone can wholeheartedly love you with everything they have, every existence of their being. And then I also believe that love at first sight, because I believe as a woman, like, for instance, a woman knows in the first 30 seconds. This is my philosophy, but I did read it somewhere, and it may be in line with what I'm saying, that a woman knows if she's going to sleep with you in the first 30 seconds of meeting them. Now, for me, I would say that is true. Like, I know if I want to sleep with someone. I know if it's a contemplation, that's right, me and my words, if I want to sleep with someone or if they have the possibility. So in the same token of me knowing in reference to sleeping with them, it's the same as knowing to be in love with them. That's just me. That's how LSO feels. Okay. Do you think people are made for each other? A gentleman put, God made Adam for Eve. So, yes, I have to believe that people are made for each other. It's just a matter of finding your soulmate. A title does not belong to everyone. All right, Mr. And the gentleman put, meaning the young lady put, yes, I do. So, Sasha, do you think people are made for each other?
I do. I think that everybody has somebody out there for them that matches their being. Like, it matches you. That's the person you're supposed to be with.
Okay. I agree with you. LSO, do you think people are made for each other? I'm going to say yes. And the reason why is women were created from the rib of a man. So, therefore, she has to get back to her place to make him whole. So, in doing so, yes, we were made for each other. Well, a man and woman. Okay, let me see if this text is responding to. The message came in, says man was not meant to be alone. So, yes, I agree. And when she say man, meaning like human beings, not just man specific to gender, man meaning human beings. So I agree with you. So we all agree on that, yes. Okay, next question. What was your favorite memory of him or her? Young lady put, I remember when my soon-to-be ex-husband asked me, what did I want, because he wanted to give me something. All I said was a bubble bath. He was so shocked because most women he had dealt with would say material things. Material things oh, wait a minute, was a simple, okay, say material things were mine, was a simple request. 2 days later, he made it happen, and I fell in love. Year later, that's when he told me he knew for sure I was a keeper. We were together for 6 years. Helsatia, wow. what is your favorite memory of him?
My favorite memory was I was sick and I was home. I was sick. I couldn't leave, like, to get anything. And they was on the phone. I was like, hey, are you hungry? Did you eat today? I'm like, no, I can't move. I'm sick. And then, like, 10 minutes later, my neighbor knocked on the door and said, hey, somebody left this food for you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And then in the bag with the food was a note saying, I know you couldn't leave the bed, but I wanted to make sure you were taken care of.
Oh, that is, you're going to make me like you. Oh, that's so cute. You know, and it's the little things like that for me. It's the little things where you take your time to express to me, to show me that you that you love me through your actions, because you can't always be there for someone like how you may want to because of circumstances, which is fair.
Right.
But if your actions otherwise prove so, like, I couldn't be here for you tonight, but I know you're gonna kill it. You're going to sell out your case.
Yeah.
You're going to kill whatever it is you're about to do. You want to light it up. So here's one rose. Or here's a dozen of roses sent, like, to wherever the place is. Like, here you go. I couldn't be there, but here. So I know you thinking of me afterwards. So you just go ahead and knock them dead. Do what it is you do. Congratulations. I miss you, whatever. Or a little note. Or text.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Some form of action that let the other person know that, you know, you're thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, LSO.
That's so true.
What was your favorite memory of him? I would say us laughing from our souls and enjoying each other's company, and traveling together. one of the favorite memories is fucking on a speaker. That right there.
Did you say
if you've
speaker?
Never. Yes, I said a speaker. Don't try to play me.
Okay.
Say shop.
No,
you heard
no,
what
no,
I
no.
said.
I want to make sure I heard you clearly. Speaker and speaker sound kind of the same, so I
want
to make sure I heard you clearly.
If you've never done that, ladies, listen, come into the phone because I need y'all to hear me. Have your man put you on a speaker, and I'm talking about like a real big speaker, and just let bass play. You don't need no words, no nothing. Just let the bass play. The vibrations of that and him doing what he's doing, be it oral, penetration, whatever, come back and tell me how you feel. That's all I'm saying. But a text came in. It says, it's so many, but I think him taking me to Rhode Island and going on the ferry to Point Judith, we rode in silence. But there was so many things being said in the silence while he held me. Boat full of people, but it was just me and him. Oh, the boat. Okay. Yes, that is the favorite part of being silent. See, women, and yes, I'm saying women because we sometimes can be too much for ourselves. Get out of your own way. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you just like that. Shut the fuck up sometimes and just sit in silence or just listen. Silence can speak so loudly and say so many words to your partner. And just sit in silence, and you can have a whole conversation in silence. And nothing is misinterpreted. Everything is understood. And it is the greatest feeling ever. So women, learn to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And men, you need to learn to be quiet too. So y'all not getting off the hook. Because you can talk yourself out a whole lot of things because you say the damnedest things at the darndest times. You need to shut the fuck up sometimes too. I'm just saying. So with that being said, men and women need to learn when to speak and when to be silent. And let your silence have the conversation. And when in silence and you're having a conversation, that means you're having a conversation from heart to heart, from soul to soul, from mind to mind, that sapiosexual type of connection going on. And that right there will go a long ways than you actually saying something. So learn to do that because it's worthy. It's worth it. Trust me when I tell you, it is. Next question. What do you look forward to experiencing with him or her? Well, we had a gentleman putting my nose deep in some GWP. Another gentleman put traveling the world, young lady, great memories, many great memories. Another young lady, love and family together. A gentleman, blissful peace, running home excited to see her, loving every second spent with her, being so much in agreement that it appears we are the same person. My very soul craves her soul. Wow, that's kind of deep. Sex is good. I go to bed dreaming about it. That's what I'm talking about. Give it to her. Give it to her. A young lady for building a life and legacy for ourselves and family. Saisha, what do you look forward to experiencing with him or her?
A lifetime of happy. I want to die happy with him.
Oh, now that's serious right there. Well, damn. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Proceed.
I don't want to leave this world, and, like, God forbid if I go first, he can say, I want things to show I know we were happy together. Like, that would be the everlasting memory he had with me.
Wow. Damn. I don't even know how to come back after that. Okay, LSO, what do you look forward to experiencing with him? I would say I look forward to a lifetime of forever, always. That is one of my sayings. I love you forever, always. So that's what I look forward to experiencing. And for us loving each other and loving on each other, loving the flaws that we have, embracing each other, building each other up, standing by each other's side. And yes, I said side, because when you're in front, you can be a disruption. When you're in back, you could be pushing them too hard and they're just not ready to go there. But if you're on the side of them, y'all both have a clear vision of a whole 360 if y'all both need to do so. Traveling together, long conversations, and just so much more. The man who is meant for me, my Mr. Right for me, and the reason why I say Mr. Right, and I also call him perfect as well, and the reason why I say perfect, because he's perfect for me. He's my opposite. He's the yin to my yang. So no one is perfect other than the Godfather himself, but he's perfect for me because he complements, again, all of what I am or all of what I'm not or all of what I will be. So those things right there is going to be such a joyous once Mr. Right for me, my perfect Mr. Right for me come and be like, ta-da, I'm here. And I'm like, ah, I've been waiting. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. That's my thing all night. Ta-da-da. Okay. If any, what were you looking for when you fell in love? A gentleman put, honestly, probably pussy. And he put that in capital letters. And then discovered so much more as I got to know them. A young lady put what Abba promised me, what he made to be just for me, a God-fearing protector, provider, husband, and one day, if we will get blessed, a father and grandfather. So, Sasha, Ethity, what were you looking for when you fell in love?
I was looking for somebody to accept me, flaws and all, and not judge me for it.
Okay. Well, LSO, if any, what were you looking for? Oh, wait a minute. We got a message. A young lady put, I look forward to growing old with him and spoiling our grandchildren. And then she put nothing. I was like, how did you get here? I tell you, that Deborah Cox song, How Did We Get Here? That is so true, because the times that I did fall in love with someone, I didn't even know I was there until I was there. Then it was like, when did this happen? When was the transition? I'm like a dates person, so I like to know the when, the time, and when I didn't know those answers, I just knew I was there in that space. It was like, okay, what happened that I got here at this time, and now I know that I'm here. But when did it happen that I got here? So I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect. And each time it just happened, and I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful feeling. For me, it's a wonderful feeling to love and be loved. And it's not just so much of love and be loved. To actually be in love with someone, it's that undescribable feeling that I've been saying all throughout the show. And it's like, damn. And that feeling is so vibrant in you, others see it. And others tend to want to have what you have, not necessarily the same thing that you have, but want to have that smile, that glow, that vibrance about them, because they see it in you. And that's all because in the name of love, of you loving the person and the person loving on you, my opinion. That's the way I see Do you think love can survive any issue? Explain. A young lady put, nope, you still need respect and communication. I cannot say it enough. Capital letters, love is not enough. All right, I agree. Another young lady, depending on the issues, lying will never, capital letters, survive. Another young lady put, nope, love don't make you stay or change. Well, Miss Aisha, do you think love can survive any issue?
Depends on the issue. I and the person. Some people, you know, they can love deep, and then you can cheat on that person, and they can hurt them so much. They just can't come back from it. If you lie, like the young lady said, lying, some people can't come back from that. So it depends. For me, I have a lot of patience, but then I'm also human. So one lie, I can forgive, but when you consistently doing it, love can't bring us back from that. Because I can never trust you. If I can't trust you, there's no love.
Agree. L to the S to the O. Do you think love can survive any issue? Explain. I'm going to say no. It takes actions with the love. At first, I was saying love is like the foundation. But love is not the foundation. Love is the cement to hold the bricks that are placed on the foundation together. Because love gets in the cracks and it fills in the holes. So, like when you said, if the person lied and you overcome, you know, that lie, you get by that. That love that you have for that person is a glue that meshed. Okay, they lied, but I can forgive them and I can forget. So that love meshed that together and gave you the opportunity to be able to move forward. So it's not necessarily the foundation of it. It's the glue or the cement to keep the foundation of it together. A young lady put, love do not bring us back from a baby lying or taking money out of our home to give to another woman. You are so absolutely correct. It love doesn't bring back anything but memories and feelings. And that depends on you if it's good, bad, or indifferent. So it all depends on you and it depends on the situation. Okay. If you can create a holiday for love, what would you name it and why? A young lady put, love of parish, because that's where I found my heart. Another young lady put, took another leap on love. So, Seisha, if you can create a holiday for love, what would you name it and why?
Oh, man.
Wasn't ready for that one, huh?
No, I think I would call it Love Conquers All Day.
Oh, and why would you do that?
Because on that day, you have to show me that love conquers.
You have to show it. You have to show it. Don't do what I'm
saying. Happy love conquers all day. No, show me that love conquers.
Okay, y'all heard that. LSO, if you could create a holiday for love, what would you name it and why? And I would say Chocolate Thunder. And that's because chocolate always makes things better. It's sweet, it's dark, it's milky, it's creamy, it's just loving. And yes, when I say chocolate, I'm talking about myself. But chocolate overall, it really, really does. So I have that effect on people, you know, knowingly and unknowingly. So if we call Chocolate Thunder, that's the love day. So I'm going to set aside a day to call it Chocolate Thunder, and someone must love on me. That's my story. If you could be an inanimate object for a day in the name of love, what would you be?
Well, I like the answer to this question. I like the answer for these questions.
Okay. A young lady put a warm blanket to wrap around him, and a gentleman put, whatever device she uses to pleasure herself, my batteries will never, and he put never in capital letters and bold, run out. Well, damn. Oh, y'all heard that? The man said never. So, Miss Seisha, if you can be an inanimate object for the day in the name of love, what would you be?
His boxers.
Oh. Well, damn. Why?
I want to feel it. I want to feel him all day. Like, I just want to be next to him all day.
And nothing closer to a man
than
his boxers.
See, so my thing is, first thing came to my mind when you said boxers, that you're sucking dick all day. That's what came to my mind. I don't know if that came to anybody else's mind.
I'm the
object.
It's
an inanimate object. So if you're the boxers, the first thing came to my mind is sucking dick or sniffing it or smelling his balls after he done played sports or just his 9-to-5 balls. See, I try to tell women, I'm like, oh, you nasty. Girl, if you don't sniff, and you're not sniffing to see if he's been someplace else. That sniff is erogenous. Mm-hmm. It's a very sensual and sexual smell. And if you don't believe me, sniff your man when he come home, like after being out all day or whatever. I ain't say he had to do anything to it. Just, you know, in the midst of standing, talk to him, you give him a kiss. I'm like, hey, babes, how you doing? Just go inside and lift it up and just sniff it. Just sniff it. And see how he responds and come back and say, LSO, you was correct. a young lady put, she touching it all day. Yes, she is all day. Every movement, she all up in it. Blah, 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 blah.
All in. But it can't be the regular box.
See, look how all in it. She all serious about that? Ooh. Alessio, if you could be an inanimate object for the day in the name of love, what would you be? I would be a home. And notice I said a home and not a house. I would be a home because that's where you come for comfort, coziness, relax, relate, release, and you can just be free. So I would be a home. Okay. Can your heart truly love two people and you give your all to both? Okay. And why do I not have that queued up? I tell you, Facebook be just doing things and I'm trying to find it. Okay, Sasha, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Can your heart truly love two people and you give your all to both?
Yes. I believe you can.
Okay.
I believe you can. I believe Go ahead.
Come back to the phone because you was breaking.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I believe you can love, I think you can love two people and give your all to both because they both have qualities in them that you love. That thing that makes you happy. A person to love two people at one time.
Okay. Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put no. Another young lady, no, it can't be done. It's just greed and selfishness, period, exclamation point. Another young lady put no. A young lady put, yes, you can. It's a little something in them, both of them that you love and can't let go for the, let go one for the other because you will be missing something. And another person put, hell to the no, no, no. Nope, I am number one or number none. Oh, well, damn. She's serious, y'all. She's real serious with hers. LSO, can your heart truly love two people and you give your all to both? I can honestly say that I learned that one can. And I'm not saying me being one who can do that, but because in my years, I was one of the ones who someone was in love with, and he was also in love with another woman as well. And during that time, he and I wasn't a couple. We were just doing whatever it was we were doing. But he was loving me and his ex at the same time until eventually I won. Now, not that I was in competition or anything, but I didn't quite understand that how a person can love two people at the same time. But because I personally experienced it, because I was one of the two people, then I would say, yes, it can be done. As far as for me, I don't believe, well, I'm not going to say I don't believe. I know I can't do that. Because when I'm in love with him and whoever him is, then he gets all, he gets everything. It's all for him. That love I have is all his, period. So that's just for me. Explain our last question for the evening. Explain a thin line between love and hate. And is there a thinner line to even love again? Sasha, let me see. Wait a minute. Did anybody answer that question? Sasha, well, you can actually go ahead and answer that question.
Okay.
Explain that thin line between love and hate, and is there a thinner line for love again?
You can love somebody and you know they're just not right for you. You just hate certain things they do. It's like you just wait for them to do one more thing to just break it. Like, that's it. You can love them, but it's just something that you just hate. But it's like you don't want to let them go. You do want to let them go. It's like you just need that one little push to make you hate them. But then it's that one little person that you hate them so much, you can love them.
So understandable. LSO, explain that thin line between love and hate, and is there a thinner line to love again? I think it's that line of being all in or all out. And I didn't just say in or out. I said all. So that means you're either all with everything in it or you're all everything without it. And then I'm going to go further to say, yes, there's always room to love again if you allow yourself that option to do so. And everyone is not deserving to be loved, to love and to be loved. So some people, once you come from out of that love with them, or you fall out of love, or whatever happens when you're no longer loving that person, sometimes it's best to leave it just where it is and go on about your business. But y'all know we've come into the close of this evening. I want to send happy birthdays. Of course, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. And just yesterday, I got some more socks. If anybody know me, know that I love socks. I love socks. And I wear my socks with whatever I want to. Why? Because I just have a love for socks. So I've still been receiving birthday presents. And, yes, I'm still celebrating my birthday. We also want to say happy birthday to Ron Dool, Michonne, Denise Sullivan, Robert D. Scott, Walter Shemetha, Anthony Dennis, Glenn Orr, Tion, Lana, Cheryl, Miss Essence. And also this week, oh, wait a minute. We have to say, I thought I said it, but I didn't. We're going to have to say happy birthday to John Mack. That's my favorite. Yeah, that's my boo. That's my cousin. I love him. Oh, I'm sorry. And actually, he and I, we share the same day. It's his birthday, but it's also actually LSO Taste and Treats published anniversary. So this year is going to make my 8th year published anniversary, and it's also his birthday. So we're going to have a big celebration somehow. Probably maybe via Zoom or just calling and bugging out on the phone. Also, condolences to the Black Lives We Lost, and condolences to each and everyone who may have lost a family, friend, or indifferent. Condolences to you and your family. Thank you again to our essential workers, our frontliners, and our military. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK, Squiggly D, on YouTube. I just uploaded the opening act that I did for Michael Collier a couple of weeks ago. When I tell you, that was phenomenal. But of course, you got to be in it to see it. So, you need to go there and check it out. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is. You can get an LSO Treats birthday shout out, or any special day that you're doing. Be sure to hit us up and let us know so we can give you a shout out. Thank you to everyone who called in, listened in, who's going to go back and listen. We thank you for participating in the questions, because without you, there's no us. Sasha, would you like anything to say to the good people?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And guys, please follow me on Instagram at Sasha Sweet Kitchen for all my latest posts, pictures, orders, to place the order. I really appreciate it. Thank you, LSO, for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I greatly appreciate you. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5309. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor for the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. The Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. And in order to get an autographed copy of any of LSO books, you have to go to the website at treatsandthingsLSO.com. You can also order Miss K. Books at kshep-sff.com. And this week, she's dropping a new program. She's doing a four-week program that she's doing. She's dropping that. I'll put all that information in the group. Also, Stacia Sweet Kitchen. You need to follow her if you're looking for cakes, cupcakes, dessert, any form of dessert. Look to her to be your baker and fulfill whatever it is you're looking for. And you can taste the love in the cakes that she bakes. And I'm putting my plug in yet for my cookies because I was supposed to have gotten some cookies. But, you know, we're not going to say anything. But also, LSO is about to do her photo shoot. And Stacia Sweet Kitchen is actually going to be a sponsor of that. So I'm very, very excited to get the cake and not only use it as the prop anime, but, you know. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. And also, thank you to AJ Carter for supporting and believing in me and believing in my venture and actually donating to be a sponsor of the LSO calendar. I greatly appreciate it. We'll talk further in reference to how you're going to be presented in the calendar. If you're going to be in a naked, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud, y'all? Because, you know, sometimes I'll be talking and stuff. But, you know, thank you to everyone who decided to, you know, be a sponsor of the Lawless Radio calendar. I mean, I'm sorry, not the Lawless Radio, the LSO calendar. I greatly appreciate it. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. And we hope you continue on this journey with us with enlightening, strengthening in each and every conversation and full transparency. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And we left you with something to think about in the topic, In the Name of Love, Sweet, Pure, and Peace. Communication and interpretation goes both hand in hand. Just some pieces of advice. Communication and interpretation goes hand in hand. One on the giving end and the other on the receiving end. Be honest and vocal of your intentions, wants, and needs. Make sure to make healthy sexual decisions. And while you're doing so, make sure you know that you're making an executive decision that can change your life at any particular time. Like, for instance, falling in love, falling out of love. And, you know, some people say don't say fall in because when you fall, you go down. But not necessarily go down when falling. But falling meaning opening up yourself to the other person. Make sure you're giving of yourself to the right person because you don't want to give of yourself to the wrong person. And that love to hate ratio, yeah, we don't want that happen. We hope you had an amazing weekend, and we hope you are living in your moment and enjoying each and every day. And why? Because you deserve. That is my favorite thing. I deserve. Hashtag I deserve. And I always say hashtag have a great day on purpose. Why? Because, again, hashtag you deserve. Remember to love on yourself as we are all deserving to be loved on, loved in, loved about, loved everything on purpose. Look in the mirror each and every day and embrace who you are becoming. Leave behind what no longer serves you as a purpose in your life. We must all tell ourselves a powerful affirmation and walk in it. Own in it. Learn to love ourselves even with our visible flaws and battle wounds, because that's what makes us who we are today. We are still the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. You should smile just knowing each and every bit of that. Stop looking to others to confirm or deny your next moves and step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary, pun intended. Live your life without hesitation or regret. Why? Because you deserve. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. You are enough. You are elevated. You are needed. You are loved. You are great. You are strong. You are loved. LSO and Ms. Stacia of Stacia Sweet Kitchen would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. You could have been doing anything else, but what? Ta-ta-da-da. You are here with us. We thank you. Of God's will, we'll talk to you next week. So stay prayed up. Be careful and be safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Stacia, what is your hashtag?
Hashtag do you. Hashtag be you. Hashtag stay you.
Oh, well, damn. Well, hashtag I love you. And yes, I love you today, tomorrow, and forever. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.
Good night.